Devontae probably this week.
Well, he has a knee injury. And, you know, this is how these things normally go. I mean, you know, Devontae told me after the game he was fine. And, you know, the trainers obviously feel a little, you know, differently than that. And it's usually somewhere in between. So, I mean, we don't practice till tomorrow. We've obviously on a different schedule. So we have the players in here today just for meetings and, you know, just all the video. We'll get the first down and normal D&D and third down. We'll go in today and then we'll do our normal Thursday type schedule tomorrow, and we'll get on the field. So obviously, you know, Devontae or any of the guys that have things come out of the game, we'll have a better read on.
Are you holding out hope that he could have a chance to practice this week or tomorrow?
When we practice tomorrow, we'll have a better read on it. Trust me, this is how these things normally go, and you know, I'll have a better read on it tomorrow.
How do you like what Jared's given you last few
Jared
weeks?
Jared Harris, yeah, he's doing a lot of good things. Particularly at work, and you know, the 2-point play was something that was practiced. It's nice when you get the defense and the mechanics of the protection, and he just ran a great route. So he's doing a lot of good things.
How about Bakhtiari and Shields, kind of the same deal?
Definitely, yeah. I put them in the same boat. We'll know tomorrow.
Is Shields still in the protocol?
Correct. Yes. I hope so. You know, I know it was a you know, pretty big blow in the game when they told me about it. So, but you know, he's been knocking out of the park as far as the treatment and so forth. So, he will definitely do everything he can to play.
What do you think of the way that Ladarius came in when Rollins went out? And I mean, the guy hasn't really played much all year, and be thrown into the fire like that.
I mean, he came in and just went right about it like he practices every day. I mean, that's how he. I mean, that's his tenacity, his effort, his aggressiveness. So, and that's what you love to see in your young guys when they get an opportunity like that. So, just you know, that one PBU that was just excellent, and I just love the way he plays, his aggressiveness.
How much better do you feel O-line wise, whether regardless of what Dave does, considering what the JC did, given?
Feel a lot better, you know. I mean, I think it was clearly something that, you know, one of the things that we needed to improve on from prior games, and JC, you know, Treader gave us that. So, you know, we had a couple rough spots there in the first quarter with, you know, with some assignments that we were able to get cleaned up, and from that point on, really our offensive line played extremely well, and I thought JC definitely played very well.
You ever had anybody who can play? I mean, he really probably could play all five spots for you. I mean, how rare is that to play?
I'll be honest, yeah, he can play six. You know, he can throw a tight end in there. I mean, he's unique that way. So, I mean, his mental discipline, his toughness is top of the charts, and you know, just his understanding of the offense. I mean, he'll be in the quarterback center meeting today, and always has great questions. So, he's a huge asset to our football team.
Mike, is it a different kind of challenge when a team uses its number one corner against Cobb the way that Arizona used Peterson in the last game?
I mean, you know, scheme and how people attack you. You know, this is a matchup game, and you obviously have to be conscious of it, and obviously you have to go that way when you play defense. So, I mean, it's about putting their best on your best, or you know, in how they break us down, how we break them down. That's all part of the chess match. That's what's fun as a coach.
And Mike, you said yesterday that you jumped your speech about halfway through about being underdogs and whatever else. So what do you do when, you know, you always talk about messaging and the importance of it. So what did you do instead after you got rid of that?
Well, I mean, I'm sure you have things you prepare to talk to, you know, group, and obviously talking to your football team is, you know, is a priority number one each and every day is where your day starts. So. I usually have more than one thing to say to them. So, I mean, it wasn't very hard to shift gears. I mean, it just, you write a speech and, you know, it may look good on paper, and then you put on a PowerPoint, you kind of, you know, but then when you get in it just, you know, it didn't feel right, so.
Is that a read on what, I mean, you usually have your finger on the pulse pretty good of your team. A couple of years ago, you used the line where nobody's underdog. Is that you reading your team's mentality, that they're, they just, that's not how they operate. They're, confident or what?
No one wants to hear it when you want to talk about other things, you know, particularly things that didn't go very well, in that regular season over there that we're not supposed to talk about. But this group of men, I mean, they're fun to coach. They like the work, they love the work, particularly the on the field work. I mean, this is as good as the group we've had. I mean, they very rarely do you have practices where, you know, the energy isn't where it needs to be. And, you know, I think that's also a reflection of our older players, the leadership. Huge part of it is Aaron. I go back to when Brett was here and Aaron has continued that. You know, your best players, particularly your best player, has to practice hard every day. And he has, you know, outstanding energy down there. So, you know, those are the things that I buy into, and that's what I believe in. This bunch has always gone about it the right way. So, yes, they're very confident. I mean, just the way they walk in the door and the way they're in the meetings, the way we come out of the locker room. So I've never doubted that. You know, we did some things uncharacteristic as a football team at certain spots of certain games in the regular season. You know, and that's what happens, and we didn't overcome it. But this is a football team that's built, and it goes back to the design when coming off of the off-season. You know, we need to be able to play well and have production in all three areas. We don't want to be a one, you know, tilted team one way or the other. So when we do that, you know, we're going to win games.
When you talk about that confidence, where do you think your guys' confidence is in terms of making the play at the end of a game? You know, you look at your playoff record, and four of the six times you've lost were at the end of game. So it's not like you guys haven't been close in those two playoff games. Is that a confidence thing, or is that more of a the way the ball bounces thing, a preparation thing, to have those plays go your way as opposed to going against you?
I mean, personally, I look at it as a fundamental. I mean, it's a fundamental of Green Bay Packer football, and that's big play production. And those are, in as you define and you categorize the different subgroups of big plays, you know, critical plays in a game is at the top of the list. So, I mean, that's something you practice. That's something you live for. And I mean, I know our quarterbacks live for it. I know our playmakers on defense live for it. And you know, at the end of the day, it's about doing your job, trusting the guy next to you is going to do your job, and you got to win your one-on-one. So I think that's all about the way you train, the way you coach, and we definitely, as a team, believe that.
Mike, how confident or comfortable are you with your safeties being able to play both spots, whether you have to play one deep or going deep and being able to interchange them? Is that something you have
a... Very comfortable. I think it's a huge part of having the flexibility in game planning. Going back to matchups, I mean, things like that. That's really, you know, important. And I think if you look at the safety position today as a, you know, a generation or two ago in the NFL, I mean, the safeties and the tight end position to me is really elevated on you know, production and necessity of having four. I mean, you need to have four guys that can play back there, and especially with, you know, some of these tight ends in the league now. You got these big 6'5", 6'6". You know, great athletes running through the middle of the field and creating matchups and so forth. You know, we just had one last week. So, I mean, that shows you how important those safeties are.
Two more, please.
How much does tempo also help create energy and vice versa, too?
Tempo creates energy, yeah. I agree with that. It's a part of being an Ohio offense, so it's important to us. I mean, that's the way we prefer to play. And, you know, we're all about – getting as many attempts at the plate as possible. I mean, that's, you know, it goes back to the design of the offense. You know, philosophically, this offense will always be built this way. I learned it. The traditional West Coast offense built around making the quarterback successful, and the best way to do that is to have a strong run game, play run and pass, and playing as fast as you can.
You guys go through a lot of debate during the week when you decide you want to use Cobb in the backfield about what that means for Lacey, you know, taking Lacey, in that situation, you're generally taking Lacey off the field. So there's kind of a give and take there, right? You get to use Cobb, get your matchup, but then you have to take Lacey off the field. Is there a lot of debate just, you know, whether you're taking Lacey off the field, whether that's okay?
Well, I think like anything, when you go through the game plan process, you know, you have the personnel, you know, and everything that has to do with personnel, health, matchups, you know, all the way across the board, and then you have the scheme
conversation. So a lot of different variables in that, and it's all weighted. You know, and frankly, the way they play you during the course of the game may take you one direction or another too. So, you know, we've seen more base defense versus our sub offense this year. So just those are the kind of things you look at and you weigh it. So, but that's all part of game planning.
Did you guys set your travel plan yet?
Yes. Leaving Friday, 1 o'clock.
Practice here first.
Correct. Friday's a normal Saturday for us.
Okay.